וסיין תלומותו בבריקס השונים. רמב"ם פסקן זה, שולחן ערוך פסקן זה. When is the time if שואלים גשומים בברכת הגשומים? שואלים גשומים בימי הגשומים. אז בגמור עם חגיג איזה מחלקס. תנקמה הולץ בגימל בחשבן. אין רבי גמליאל הולץ בזיין בחשבן. בגמור איזה גוי לגבי ארץ ישראל. וואי רבי גמליאל הולץ בזיין בחשבן. Gemara says it's 15 days after Sukkot at Sheyobo Ya'achrin Sheberetz Yisrael to Nahar Pras. The last one that came Lo'ile L'Regel and his Choyzer to Nahar Pras. So Chazar will metaken that from Zion B'Cheshvin Zion B'Cheshvin they'll start to ask for Kshomi. Because then the Achrin from Eretz Yisrael came back. So then, already you could have rain. If you will ask for rain earlier, so the people are walking back from the Aliyah L'Regel, and they'll get full with the rain, with mud. And as we pass in La'alochi ki Rabban Gamliel, Mizayin B'Cheshvin, She'al Im K'shomim Be'eretz Yisrael. The Velt has a famous kasha. If you start to ask in Eretz Yisrael, Bezayin B'Cheshvin, because the Oile Regolim come back 15 days after Aliyah L'Regel, so L'Chur, at the end of the winter, you will have to stop 15 days before Pesach, because when they're coming to Aliyah L'Regel, the rain will not catch them in the way to Aliyah L'Regel. For the same reason, you stop to ask for the Kshomim for 15 days. We don't start the daven for Kshomim 15 days till after Sukkot, She'achon Yachzor back. So L'chur, we had to stop 15 days before Pesach. So some people say we don't stop. And the Gemara says, Hashem gives something, we don't stop to ask for rain. Some say if we'll stop to ask for rain, what will be if it was not enough rain this year? What would be if it didn't rain enough? So at the beginning of the year, hopefully it will rain later. But you can't stop to daven. What will happen if it will not be enough rain? Some say that Sukkot, the Olam came with summer clothes. So on the way back, if it starts to rain, the Olam will chapzach in the rain. But in the winter, when everyone comes with their coats, it's a machnish dois. In the other Nusach, they say it, that the Pshat, in the summer, the ways are dry. So we don't want it to get muddy till everyone gets back home. In the winter, it's muddy anyways. Even if we'll stop to ask for rain, everything is muddy. So why not again? Mikol Mogim, we pass in La'alocha and Simen Kuf Yud Zayin and Eretz Yisroel Shoyalim Mizayin B'Cheshvin. You have to know it's a Shver Shulchan Aruch in Yeredei Simen Reish Chof. Mo says that Hanoider Ad Yimei Sakshonim, he says I will not eat Ad Yimei Sakshonim, so he's allowed to eat till Rosh Chodesh Kislev Yeredei. So the Shach, the Taz, we pass in here in Orach Chaim. That Shalim, the Mishnah says Shalim Moto b'Moisak Shomim, and we pass in that Zayin b'Cheshvin is Moisak Shomim. How it could be in Yeredeye, Hanoyim min Abosor Adi Moisak Shomim, Hoylech Boichel Ad Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Okay, this is Yeredeye, I'm not going in now. Could be Loshu Bnei Odom. What happens b'Mokrim She'ein Oile Regolim? Like today, there's no Oile Regolim. Or I'll say b'Mokrim that is Kors. Today there is cars. Well, Mashiach will come, will be cars. What will happen? Mashiach will come in his cars. No one walks home by foot. Now I'll explain what I'm saying. You say, who knows what will happen when Mashiach will come? And some people think that our system will shut down. Lama Zogim. Maybe the iPhones. But Lama Zogim, I'll explain why. Ma'aseh ha'machlekes rishonim is what happens b'zman hazeh that is no oile regolim. The Ran says we have to start to ask for the rain miyad b'motzei Sukkos. It's maybe Yeman the Omar and the Gemara even. The Rib and the Rambam don't say a chiluk. They say in Eretz Yisrael we ask b'zayin b'chesh. It's a machlekes rishoni. Some say that even Bismala Gemara, even it was after the Churban, they carried on the stabbing design b'cheshvin, because even the Bismidash is Chorev, the Ran says, it's an inyan la'alois ve'le'iroes, to see the Azoret, to see the Koisel. But we call them, the Shaila is, Bisman HaZeret, even if it's only regolim, they don't have to go by foot. But the Maise, we paskin that it doesn't make a difference, Chutz La'aretz, Beretz Yisrael till Zayin B'cheshvin, we don't ask for the rains. What if Mashiach will come and it'll be a different system? Divine, we daven B'Zayin B'cheshvin. Chutz La'aretz, Zog de Gemore, we start to daven 60 days after the Tkufa. That Bederek Klal is the 4th of December. Sometimes it's the 5th, it's totally February is 28 or 29. About 90%, 99% of the years is the 4th of December. Sometimes it happens the 5th of December. But Bederek Klal is the 4th of December, then is the time that we start to ask. Why? So Rashi says, because Bavel is Mokim Namuch, it doesn't need so much rain, so we daven later. Now the Shaila, so it's only Bavel, but it'll be Egypt, Lebanon, they're in the same acting of Eretz Yisrael. Some say, no, about it, the places that are the acting of Eretz Yisrael, about it, Zayin B'cheshvin. Only places that have rivers in England, America, that is raining the whole year, then you can wait till Samach. Lemaise, we pass in La Aloche, that loy plug bechutz laoretz and chutz laoretz as elish shachonor kuf yud zayin seif alef ein lechalik b'mokim lemokim chutz laoretz b'start samach yom acharat kufe as ein pasim mishchabur simen kufe. So this aloha everyone knows, chutz laoretz yedaven 4th of December is every Saint Talumoto. Now it's Yisrael, we started tonight Zayin Cheshvin. So as the Ribbono Shel Olam b'Sein Talumoto Livrocha al Pnei Yadav. And now the Shaila is the first Shaila that is Negea. Now I want maybe this year a little bit to be Marich and to explain maybe the hack around the Shaila. What happens between Chutz La'aretz Shebo LeBe'eretz Yisrael and Ben Eretz Yisrael that went to Chutz La'aretz? What you do? What you say tonight? You say the Saint Alumoto, or you don't say. So you get the heavy guy. You get the heavy guy. If you have to say and you didn't say, you're not your Yetzer Tefillah. What was once in Klal Yisrael? In Klal Yisrael, till years ago, we call it till Ach Shodore, people had a Mishneh Berurah. This was the sefer that people used for halacha. It's the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim. I want to read a couple lines in the Mishneh Berurah. Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, Seif Dalet. Seif Eik. Chaz Yisrael, Sheikvoy Mekol Ha'arotzes, Mashaykin Bagoy Le'anu, Bechol Chutz La'aretz Bosa, Bdei Bovel Azlinen. Everyone is called like Bovel. Ben Eretz Yisrael, Bechutz La'aretz. The normal Shaila, a year that went to Chutz La'aretz. And also, if something happens Lehefech, a Mod Nezach, American came to Eretz Yisrael. It's a Mod Nezach. Yeah, I'm saying, I want to read the Chofetz Chaim's Loshen. Ben Eretz Yisrael b'Chutz La'aretz is the normal thing. Eretz Yisrael, the kid that visits Chutz La'aretz. Oy Lehefech. What means Lehefech? The Mod Nekeis of American in Eretz Yisrael. As they was in Klal Yisrael till 30, 40 years ago, no one came from America to here. People came from here to America to collect money. They called us Shadar. So there were stories of these people that came to collect money, you really knew. Who would come to Eretz Yisrael to visit? People came to live here. People from Eretz Yisrael, I think this was history, know that in history we went from Eretz Yisrael to collect money. And Bnei Chutz La'aretz kimat never visit Eretz Yisrael. And that's the time saying it. You'll see, because by knowing this history, we'll see a big a big mistake that happened in the halacha. But I'm reading the Loshon of Chofetz Chaim, Ben Eretz Yisrael b'chutz l'aretz, Oy lehef. Im daito b'toch shono lachzor, if he's planning to go back to America in the year, Shoyel ki mekoymoy. It's a halacha of American. Im daito achar shono, he decides to stay for the year, Shoyel ki mekoymoy. Even if he has a wife in chutz l'aretz. Ken kosav apri chodosh, hevi'u pri megodim. So the first sheet is, if you have a das to go back in the year, you ask like America, meaning that you are not saying the same talumoto. If you plan to stay, you will say. U'besefer birke Yosef hiskim b'shem kam agdoilim, v'das ma'araz guto, u'ma'arim mulko, molcho, v'cholech od ishol kebnebnei ha'ir ha'nimtza bo, u'deleike apri chodosh. You go lefi where you are. Ulechure midivrei abareitev mashma that this is only if ain daiter lachzer. But if daiter lachzer, you have to shoyel ki mekoyim. Klal Yisrael, when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they opened the Mishne Brure, and he said, if you plan to go back in the year, you say like Chutz Laaretz. If you plan to stay, you say like Eretz Yisrael. And there's one sheet to know that you have to go lefi the mokim that you are. So what Yidden did when they saw it? They saw the first sheet that is bad to me, you're American. You don't say. Not to Sodom Chusot, you do say. But the Yosef is mashma b'shem kama gdolim that maybe go live in the country you are. Mishabu said if you look inside it's not so mashma. But so Klal Yisrael didn't know what to do. So misafek. They didn't say the Saint Alumoto and Baruch Aleinu. And they said Misafek and Shmak Aleinu. Why? If the Aloch is in Shulchan Aruch, if you say the Saint Alumoto when you don't have to say in the summer, Shoal Kshomim Mimoisa Chamo Choyza. So if the Aloch is that you're considered American, so you don't have to say in Baruch Aleinu. If you're a Tisrael Dika, you have to say. So they didn't want to say because Masha Mishnah Berurah that if you have a das to go back, you don't say?
Going back for Pesach,
the same thing. The Mele. Vali had a das to go back. They had a suffix, maybe they have a das to go back. They considered they have a das to go back, but they're shona. So the Mele, they didn't know what to do. So they said in Shmak Elein. Rabshim Zalman added to say, Shmak Elein, but you don't have to be Choyza. Say v'saint alum. We say before kiyato Hashem. You say v'saint alumoto livrocho kiyato Hashem shemet. But from Zalman said to say v'saint alumoto lebnei Eretz Yisrael lebekrim esatzrichim. If he was planning to stay for over a year, so then he said in Baruch Aleinu. Till today, there's some people that you ask them, Baruch and Bacher, what to do? Mizok nishmak aleinu. וזאת נשמק אלינו חושב מהיר תעמול עדיקה יאופן המשנבור אם יהיה ודאס לחזור בתוך שונו מעיקר הדין עם אמריקן איזה ברכי יסד that said you go לפי ארץ ישראל שבור is not so clear but that שידה זה מסנה so the עיקר is that you're American to say ברוך אלינו it's wrong so you say נשמק אלינו this is the way the halacha was given from year to year and I think till today Rav Scheinberg passed like that תאי רואה, זה תלמיד את תאי רואה, אני תגדו את זה. עד היום הזה. חיים פיר חשיים פה. חשמיד. זה זמן לי פסקה. Because with a big shaila, the chazniish, they hold, look, you have to go live in the mokim you are. Some said, not like that. So this was the psak of everyone, from Zalman, Chazanish, Stipler, to say in Shmak Aleinu. To say in Shmak Aleinu. I want to start on the side of the Dvorim. Oh, that's beautiful. You have to have a Rebbe to learn Halacha. The first thing is, if you look in all of the sources that I brought down, we're speaking about Mari Balkoi, Mari Maraz Nut Guto, Birke Yosef, Prichodosh, Bereitem, all of the stories that bring down this halacha, everyone spoke only on one case that happened in that days. What was the case that happened in that days? A Ben Eretz Yisrael came to Chutzlaretz. And he asked the Rabbonim in that place, Rabbonim, tell me. And Eretz Yisrael, they started to ask for rain. Here in America, you're not asking for rain to save the Saint Talumot or not. And they told him, if you plan to stay in America for over a year, don't say. If you plan to go back, you have to say. You consider like Eretz Yisrael. Masking? This was the first halacha. The Ikara halacha, you belong to the country that you came from. So you were considered Eretz Yisrael. That's in Shaka. Why? Why? You keep Shabbos like in America? Or you keep Shabbos like Eretz Yisrael? What? Chomri Mokim. What is the Shaykh? So what? You came from Eretz Yisrael? What is the Shaykh? And if you plan to stay a year, then a year is good already. What?
Your parents.
The Teretz. You came to America, you live in Yerushalayim, and you came to visit for 2 weeks in America. So America, no one needs rain. Say, no, I will not ask for rain. Come back to Eretz Yisrael, my wife will die, my kids will die, everyone will die, there's no water. And this is what Mishnah Berurah says. Aval pishiyesh lo yishuv ebonim. The first sheet holds that you go lefi the place that you are, not lefi the place that you came for, even that your wife is there. So this is what he asked. I live there. I need to rain in America. I need it to rain in Israel. If I plan to stay over a year here, so I'm going to have the payros and everything from America. If I'm going back to Eretz Yisrael, I need rain. So the first shita said, loch patli, where you are, you stick to the place you are. Right? This was the ikar aloch. One shita. The other shita holds, no, if you plan to go back, you go to the place that you are. What was the argument? Some said, I daven like I am. Some say, chobapekale. I have my family. The other shita says, lo mishan if you have your family. You go to the place you are. He says, Ben Chutzlaretz shel gemekaymoy. But if he's planning to stay, even if his wife is in the other country, he goes. So the first shita holds, if one shita holds, you go to the place you are. The ikar shita holds, if you plan to go back, you belong to the country that you will belong to. Because you need rain in Eretz Yisrael. This was the case. And every sefer, chutz from the Mishnah Berurah, and the Prima Godim, that quoted the words V'chein Lehefech, a Ben Chutz La'aretz that came to Eretz Yisrael. One shita holds, you go to feed the place you are. And one shita holds, no, I don't need rain because I live in America. What do you mean you don't need rain because you live in America? But if there be no water here, you will die. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have rain. If there's no water, you will die. You need rain now. You don't need the sun to shine today. Mele zog de kneboisen from Rabratzdafer, zog de bezala chochme from Switzerland, that avade, a ben chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael, for sure has to daven for rain. What is the tzad not to daven for rain? No one has such a tzad. Lulei, the Prima Godim said the words, v'chein lehefer and the Mishnah Berurah, copy the Prima Godim, lo yale al adas, that is a tzad not to daven for a ben chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael. Lama Zogin is a bomb attack. You know, I'm American. You know, some guy, I'm American. They have your arm. I'm American. You should not get to me, yeah? You're in a place, there's a tzol in the place, you have to daven for the place. They're throwing missiles here, yes? I'm not going to the shelter. I'm American. It doesn't help. You need rain. Rain you need now. Klal Yisrael needs rain. It's Poshnazi. It's not my fault. It's Kne Boisim from Amir Brazdafer, Chelik Aleph. And Bitzel HaChochma Avadeh Voske Mentor, we have a Chofetz Chaim and a Prima Godim, that's it V'chein Lehefech. So we have to follow, but first to know the first chain. I just want to know from where it came. All of the Sforim that we have are written, and even the Chofetz Chaim, when he copied it, Ben Eretz Yisrael Shaholach Lechutz Loretz. This was the case in the Poist. And that was the Metzius in that days. The Kasha was around the Ben Chutz Loretz that came, Ben Eretz Yisrael that came to make Parnas, they came to Chutz Loretz. No, it was no visit Ben Eretz Yisrael Shaholach Lechutz Loretz Shaholach Lechutz Yisrael. And there used to be three or four people that came and tried to stay. No one's come to visit and went back. Terrible, dangerous to come to Eretz Yisrael in that days. Yechidei Sgula came and stayed. If they managed together, everyone never managed to make it. Go and try it, Baal Shem tried, everyone tried, they never managed. So again, Shlav Aleph, first of the Metzias. The Mishneh Berurah writes down the Machlekes, if you change a place and Daitei Lachzor. If you go like Chutz Lachzor, you go like Eretz Yisrael. One sheet of holds, you go like Chutzos, one sheet of like Eretz Yisrael. B'meila Misofek was the meaning to say that if you plan to go back to Toich Shona, V'aretz HaMachleikis, if we go Lefi Mekoyim or Shua Achshav, or Lefi the Mokim that he came from, so B'meila we don't want to say it in Baruch Aleinu because in the Tzad that you can't say it, maybe you're spoiling the Tefillah. B'meila they said it in Shema Kuleinu. This was the meaning, the Psakim along the Poiskim, Mikoyach HaSofek, Mikoyach HaMachleikis. And we are saying B'shem Dikne Boisim, and it's Elah Chochmim. And if you understand the law, this mechet teisa to say, because he's going back, you'll be, means while you're going back, he needs rain. And not only that, when you see the poison, they say, but if he's planning to stay for a year, he doesn't have to ask for the rain. Even that his wife stayed here. Was it said that he has to daven for his wife? Because if he's staying here for a year, it's a mamash kind of cheshbonus. Oh, but this was the whole nice. But was never a tzad, lo ala adas. That a ben chutz la'aretz shebol eretz Yisrael will say, in my country I don't need rain, so die. I'm not saying only because he needs to have what to drink. It's possible when a person comes to a place and is exerim the tzibur are davening for something, he starts to the tzibur. Doesn't say, in my place I don't need. In my place I don't need. I need. And if I can't go, you daven in chutz la'aretz, we said you daven. So some people say, you say we sent them out to Eretz Yisrael. Because you're diving for the rain there. But when you're in the country and they need rain here, you for sure diving for the rain here. But what's the matter that the Yechidei Sgula, the Primogodim, and Tikoi, and Mishneh Berurah, again, the Primogodim was not Mechadashit. The Primogodim, when he copied the Prichodosh, that said the Alochesh, of Ben Chutz, Eretz Yisrael, Shalach L'Chutz La'aretz, he added, V'chein Ve'hefech, V'shem the Prichodosh, that was not dear. It's a Torah Sefer, the Primogodim. But Primogodim is the Choshev Sefer. And while the Prichodosh was copied in the words V'chein Le'Hefach, and the Chofetz Chaim copied it with the words V'chein Le'Hefach. So Lemaise, we can't say, again, they Paskin, no Sofek, Ben Chutz La'aretz, and that's all it has to say. But we can't say that. So we're going back to the Shaila again, what a Ben Chutz La'aretz has to do when he comes to Eretz Yisrael. So again, the outer meaning was to say, if you plan to go back in the year, it's a suffix, if you go bus on the place you came from, or bus on the place that you are now, two shittas in the Mishneh Berurah, and misafek, you say it in Shema Kaleinu. Came Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and said, Lachzor B'toich Shono means that he's planning to go back to America before the 4th of December. But if he's planning to go back to America after the 4th of December, then Likule Alma, he becomes like a Ben Eretz Yisrael, and he has to say it in Baruch Oleinu V'Sein Talumot. If he's planning to go back before the 4th of December, then says it in Shema Kuleinu, because maybe he goes bust on the place that he is, maybe he goes bust on the place that he's now in. But if he's planning to go back after the 4th of December, he passes to Mazam Neuerbach, and most of Poiskes Manenu, you say V'Sein Talumoto and Baruch Oleinu. Not only that, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if you didn't say, you have to daven again. You Paskins, you have to daven again. Remember, every year after the Alochesh year, it's a couple minyanim. That because you have to daven, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you didn't say it, V'Sein Talumoto and davening, so you have to daven again. If you said in Shema Kaleinu, but you have the Yaitzeh. But if you didn't say in Shema Kaleinu, Rav Shlomo Zalman Paskins, This is called the Shana.
Person signed back before the
blah, blah, blah. If he's planning to go back before the 4th of December, then what Shmuel Zalman says, he says it in Shema Kalein. Now we have a suffix in the Mishnah Berurah, if we go basal mekoymoi, she yotza misham, basal amokim shu achsha. The middle you say it in Shema Kalein. When he gets back to America, he stops to say.
He forgot.
I'm here. If I get up, then you can ask. Oh, this is the topic of the shiur. So, for me, it's okay to say, if you die before the 4th of December, you say it in Shema Kaleinu. After you get to America, you stop. If you forgot to say it in Shema Kaleinu, be suffolk, you don't go back davening, because so the thing is, if you go basal mekoymoi, or basal where you're now. Now, what happens? A bacher happens a lot of bacher that they started tonight to say with Saint Talubato. In a week, they have a brother's chasm, brother or sister. It's the only chasm you're allowed to go in middle zman, brother and sister. If he's going for different ones, I'm not paskening for such a person. But someone has to go honor for a brother, honor for a sister's chasana for a week. So the Shmir Shabbos told me to start to say V'sein Talumoto and Baruch Aleinu. When he gets to Chutz La'aretz, to say it in Shmak Aleinu. And when he comes back here, back to Baruch Aleinu. I will explain. A regular Israeli that has to go for a chasana after, like the mashal tomorrow in 2 days, he starts to say Baruch Aleinu and he doesn't stop. The Kiryasim says you don't stop because domi lechucha betlula. But because you are ben chutz la'aretz, that could be your halachas are really like chutz la'aretz. Is because you're in Eretz Yisrael, we metzaref the shittas that you say lefi mekoymoi. Mele, when you go back to America, zok the Shmir Shabbos, you say it in Shema Kalein. Now, I want a little bit to go to the halachas. A ben chutz la'aretz that is here and is going to go back before the 4th of December, we pass him that he has to say it in Shema Kaleinu. Me'ikar adin, he's allowed to be a shliach tzibur. Tfila belachash, he will say in Shema Kaleinu. Bechazor ha'shatz, he could say in Baruch Aleinu. Because he's davening for the tzibur. Some say that lekatchila it's better not to become a shatz, b'chai gav. But it's only a lekatchila. What would be a ben chutz la'aretz? I'm sorry, ben Eretz Yisrael that is in America tonight. Zogim Shem Zalman, a ben Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz tonight. If he already started in Eretz Yisrael, he carries out. But if he didn't start, he says in Shema Kalein. Because maybe we go bust on the place that he came from. And this was years ago, Rav Steinman. Was with the whole Mishlachas when he went to the Ger Rebbe, and they went in the beginning of Chodesh Cheshvan. So he told him to say, "V'sein Talumoto be'Eretz Yisrael." So the Lomdim had a shaila. The halacha is if a ben Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laaretz, so tonight he has to say V'sein Talumoto, because maybe you go to feed the place that he comes from. Now there. The Moshe in America now, it's 5 o'clock, before Shkir. The Ben Eretz Yisrael is an American, is davening in Minche, to say the Saint Talumot on Eretz Yisrael or not. And Eretz Yisrael already, it's time to ask for rain. You go to feed the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, I'll give you the Moshe, Tfilas Tal. The halacha is, you know, we say tal. After the tzibur says tal, you don't see mashiv ruach. What if you got a plate? It's in sukkahs. and Pesach. So if the Shatz already said Tal, even if you didn't daven Shachis, you're not allowed to say it. And at Yisrael, they asked for rain already. He's Mechuyav, they asked for rain. Other name. The Lomdus is that they were metaken by Zayin Cheshman. Zayin Cheshman never came. Remember that we spoke already once that the time zone is the same time, you know. It's not the Pshat. America now is really holding by day. It's the same time zone that runs around. The Moshe says that to learn Matzah Yom Kippur because the Olam is without Torah. But when America is davening yet, it doesn't say to learn Yom Kippur because the Olam is without Torah. It says Matzah Yom Kippur. Tide is the most time that most everyone learns, yeah? But I'm always time for people that didn't learn Matzah Yom Kippur. The Shaila is with different places. But the Torah says, Klape Hashem, we see it in different places. But the Iker Shaila was, I found in Shulchan Shleimer, he brings down that if you want, you really can say it in Mincha also. But the Shaila was also what happens in Australia. In Australia, it's the opposite. Now in Australia, it's already Friday morning. They daven Maariv in Australia like 10 hours ago. So the Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Australia. They davening Maariv of Zayin Cheshvan, but in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't start the daven. The same as Saint Alamot of Ben Eretz Yisrael or not? Again, the Chur is telling the same lumps. Now, I want a little bit to explain the Nezra Aloch. The Aloch is, now that we're passing that everyone has the same as Saint Alamot, if you forgot to say the same Talumoto, you have to daven again. If you misupik, if you said the same Talumoto or not, the halacha is a chazoke that mistome you didn't say, because a person says like he's used to, until 30 days, you have to daven again. At what happens after 30 days? You have 90 tefillas. It is one of the things that no one understands, because in 30 days you don't have 90 tefillas, because you have Shabbos. Yeah, this is one of the kashas she'en alem tirutzim, I'm not going into this answer now. Yeah? But as they say in the Rishonim, b'meile, zog the two b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz, it's b'etzem we'll get it, but we come and b'etz Hashem we'll get it a couple of days, weeks, zog, and also b'basre, that the Gemara says, kirev negichoysov le'kol sheken. So if a person wants not to have a shayla, he says 90 times v'sein talumoto, and b'meili he gets a chazoke, and then if he has a sofek, he doesn't have to say it again. Now it doesn't have to say v'sein talumoto, v'sein talumoto. Because then when he's davens, it's come v'neis v'sol ativo, he says v'sein brocha, me'adom. Because his loshon is rogil. He has to say 90 times v'skol v'neis v'sol ativo, v'sein talumoto l'ivrocho. It's called Minei Yisrael Solat Yivov, V'sein Tal Motor Yivrocho Al Pnei Adomot. It's called Minei Yisrael Solat Yivov, V'sein Tal Motor Yivrocho. The Shulchan Shlomo says, he has to say Al Pnei Adomot. To get used to it completely. It's called Minei Yisrael Solat Yivov, V'sein Tal Motor Yivrocho Al Pnei Adomot. It's called V'sein Tal Motor Yivrocho Al Pnei Adomot. Some shit is all that you have to say it by Ritzifus. You can't stop in the middle. If you stop in the middle, it doesn't work. Now, is a shaylif to do it or not? I say to all of the Americans to do it tonight. I won't explain why. First time because they forget much more, but not because of that. I want to explain why. We pass it like Rav Shlomo Zalman to say it in Baruch Olam. I want a little bit. Rav Shlomo Zalman was matzdik his psak. I said in the old days people said to say it in Shema Kaleinu, and we hear like easily passing a shayla even all the time. Said Ben Chusos Yishan Shayla. So it says it because it means maybe he's going back. But why Rosh Hashanah was so easy to pass that you're staying till the end of the Zman? First, like we said, from the Knei Boisim and from the Tzara Chochmah, that could be Bichlal was never Machlekes, Klapi Yigovik Deir Eretz Yisrael. Second of all, Rosh Hashanah says, is that Aloche will start. Wanna be, it happened in Eretz Yisrael 4 years ago, was a shul here. It's called Birkas Yitzchok. A guy gave a clap for Saint Talamoto Vov Cheshvan. He's Everyone had a suffix, but you know, you can't talk. But the guy knows, yeah? It didn't work. The guy, no one remembered, they didn't see the sign. But the guy gave a clap. Who you could turn to? Everyone said the same talabot. He finished out, the guy said, I'm so sorry, I got it wrong. So now, Shaila is the halacha, if you say the same talabot in the summer, you have to go back. Zog the tehillah le David, you don't have to go back. Zog the kiveya, why? Because be'etzah we said the real time in Eretz Yisrael was, we started after Sukkos. The only regalim that anyway don't exist. So first, bichlal, we have shittas that bizman hazeh, it's different. And even if not, be'etzah bizman kshomi. Zog the b'shul mezalman. Achidush. The Shulchan Shloima says achidush, and we don't pass on him, that in chutz la'aretz, what if a guy didn't know the tkufa of Samach? No, he lives tiny Zayin Cheshvan. Bachar, he starts saying the same talamoto. And no one says, he thinks that everyone is modern and they don't know. Now he has to dive in again or not. In chutz la'aretz, he started to say the Zayin Cheshvan. After 3 days, he chaps that is a tkufa of Samach. He thought everyone, you know, he's now, he lives in the end of Ohio somewhere, no one is there. He's davening. Shulchan Shloima says, you don't have to daven again. Val in Eretz Yisrael, it's already the time, you don't have to daven again. Mishnebu and Mashma not so much like that. That in Chutz La'aretz, it's considered like Yemei Sachabo. And in Sofik, you will have to daven again in the Dover. Aber Avad, if you know, Mokim, that Tzorich Moto, is Mashma Lehedi and the Poistim, that B'dievet, you don't have to. Not only that, what if in the middle of the summer you're in a country that is no rain? We don't say we send Talamoto. But what if you said, Shnebu says, Val de Rosh holds that if the country needs, you could daven even in the summer, so we suffer you daven again at Dover. Because Me'ikar Adin made a Zogab Shemazalman, you understand my Tziruf. First, the Birkei Yosef holds, you go to see the place you are. Even if not, we said, the Mitzalachoch Medin Kneboisim say, you have to. Even if not, I hold that if you plan to go back after the 4th of December, it's called considered Shana. Even if I'm wrong, but even if you did it, it's okay. This is the reason Shumazaman was Machria with all these four Svaras, that all of the Americans in Eretz Yisrael, if they're going back after the 4th of December, they could say V'Seit Alumoto and Baruch Aleinu. This was the Achroi of Shumazaman. And Baruch Hashem, we're following the Achron. And if you didn't daven, he says, to daven again. Right? To daven again, Zaktum Shem Zalman, it's very not so gishmak. Why? We said, why we tell you to daven and Baruch Aleinu? Because first, some shit is hold like that. And even if not, Kneboisim holds and Eretz Yisrael Kula Alma. And even if not, maybe it's called Hashanah. And even if not, B'dievet Arei, nothing happened. Legoa mi Medina Shetzricho Mayim. This is b'di'evet if you said it, Zogim Shem Azam, and I'm right. But to make you to read daven again, Shaya from the Baruch HaLevatole. So, a Ben Eretz Yisrael that forgets the Saint Alamoto, so he davens again. What happened? Forgot, davens again. What is the big deal? He has two Shmonesre. We'll say later, it was a Ma'is of the Chazanish, that someone, the stipend forgot Yalev Yovai. And Shabbos. So he went to the Chazon Ish. So I forgot Yalev Yovai. He said, Givaldik, you're davening again. You have made brachas. Well, Bez Hashem will get it. If it's a bracha levatola, the first one answer. If you have to feel guilty, because of the Shabbos, you have to feel guilty, if you forgot to say the Lamot, if you have to daven again or not. You have to daven B'tzibur, the second one answer or not. Hopefully we'll get to the Shabbos today. A Ben Eretz Yisrael, it's not the end. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. Chas v'sholem. But if you daven again, you will daven again. A ben chutz la'aretz, that will have a suffix if you daven or not, if you said the same talamota, for him to daven again, it's much harder. Especially, it could be in a knesh of a sveksveike. Suffix if he said it or not, and even if he didn't say it, maybe with the evidence of Shemazaman is wrong. So when you follow Shemazaman, you don't have a problem, because me'ikar adin, Shemazaman has so much reasons why you could say it in Baruch Aleinu. Melech Shem Zalman would say Alamod. He's asking for the Chutzlaret thing, especially the ones that are following him, say 90 times. So Melech, you don't have a suffix anymore. There will not be a matzav that you're misupik if you forgot. Now, The halacha is like this. If you forgot the Saint Alamotar and Baruch Aleinu, and you remember inside the bracha, you go back to the Saint Alamotar and you finish the bracha. You finish the bracha and you hold before Tka B'Shoifel. It's a machlekes apoiskim. The meaning is to say the Saint Alamotar before Tka B'Shoifel and to mamshir Tka B'Shoifel. Even the Mishnah says not like that, but like this is what I hear from the Shmir Shabbos for different reasons to do it. If you forgot to say the Saint Alamoto before Tka B'Shoifel, you say it in Shema Kaleinu. Before the words Ki Ato Hashem Shemer, Ki Ato Shemer Tfilah. What do you say? The Saint Alamoto Livrochem. This is the Lashon of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Saint Alamoto Livrochem Al Pnei Adom. What if you forgot also in Shema Kaleinu? And you remember Ki Ato Hashem Shemer? You go back. Saint Alumoto, Ki Ato Hashem. You remember after you said Baruch Ato Hashem at the Shema, you say Lamdeinu Chokecho, Ki Ato Hashem. You remembered after Baruch Ato Hashem Shema Tfila, you say it there. You forgot there and you started Ritzei. What do you do then? What? You go back to where? To Baruch Aleinu. If you start at Ritzei, you go back to Baruch Aleinu. What would be if you forgot, you didn't remember, you remembered in Sim Shalem, go back to Baruch Aleinu. If you remember after the Yehi L'Rotzei, the second one, then you go back to where? Beginning of Shmones. So look, it's very interesting halachas. I forgot after Baruch Aleinu, I travel till Shema Tefillah, and I say it in Shema Tefillah. I forgot after Shema Tefillah, I remember where I go back to. There's no opening back into Shema Tefillah. You have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. You got till the end, you go back to the top. Right? Again, first in all these halachas. These halachas prudas. Again, in the middle of Baruch Aleinu, you go back to the Saint Tal. You finish the bracha, you say it there. You didn't remember there, you said the Shema Kaleinu. You forgot, in the middle you go back. You go back. After Shema Tefillah. You start at Ritzei, back to Baruch Aleinu. There's no end to Shema Tefillah. And here is the Shaila. I heard the Shaila from Avraham Genachovsky, and this Shaila, I mean Chassid Tzchok had, a person didn't say it in Baruch Aleinu. So where he says it? Shema Kaleinu. He forgot in Shema Kaleinu. So what he does? So where he goes back to? Baruch Aleinu. He went back to Baruch Aleinu, forgot again. Now he's holding an Alat Tzadik. He remembers what to do. I remember when I went to Asim Shom Zaman Oyerbach, he told me, where is Azam Meshugana? So I wanted to tell him that it happens to everyone, yeah? So, but he didn't want to answer me. I said, Rebbe, he's standing outside in the middle of davening. He sent me to answer. So then I got my answer. What you do? Now, there's three options what to do. There's three options what to do. One option to say, you holding now an Alat Tzadikim, and you remember you didn't say the Saint Alumot. What you will do? If you carry on traveling to Shema Kaleinu, why to travel? You got to Ritzei. You wanted to go back to Shema Kaleinu, no ends in Shema Kaleinu. Go back to Baruch Aleinu. You went to Baruch Aleinu, you didn't say it there. So go back again to Baruch Aleinu. What are you going to Shema Kaleinu? And if you're going to Shema Kaleinu, jump to Shema Kaleinu. Alat Tzadikim, I have in my pocket Alat Tzadikim. I have Alat Tzadikim, I have Yerushalayim, I have Tzemach Dovid, I have everyone in my pocket. What I'm missing was Saint Alumoto. They didn't let me to stick it into Shema Kaleinu, right? They told me, you have to stick it in Baruch Aleinu. I went to Baruch Aleinu, I forgot to stick it in. So I'm going, okay, so now I'll do Shema Kaleinu. So I can go straight to Shema Kaleinu. Who needs my Alat Tzadikim? Who needs Alat Chassidim? Who needs it? I have Baruch Aleinu, I have everything. I have till let's say a full davening. Well, I'm repeating the words, but it's like the door to Shema Kaleinu is true of Baruch Aleinu. This is the Shaila. This is the Shaila. So I asked him Shema Zaman Ayabach Lemaise what to do. And Shema Zaman Ayabach told me lemaisa, to carry on davening till Shema Kaleinu and to say it in Shema Kaleinu. And as I came out, I asked him out everyone. As Rav Ozner told me like that, Rabbi Povarsky, the Shmir Shabbos, Rabbi Yeshua, I sent it to Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, the Shaila. He told me, "Eneni poisek aloche lemaise, bifrat b'Yerushalayim, tif melamoy rechomi harav Eliashim shlita." I don't know why. Everything he answers this shayla he didn't want. Any poisek aloch lemaise b'Yerushalayim. Tifne lemoy rechomi harav Eliashim shlita. Rabbi Yisrael says, "Zachom v'gishayim." Now, so here I want a little bit to explain. There's a shayla like this. There's a Reb Chaim, that even the poskim don't say him, but I want to say him all. The halacha is, if a person forgot Yalev Yovel Yom Mincha in Rosh Chodesh, he davens two Mayrivs, Motzi Rosh Chodesh or not. Tezis brings down in Tfilas HaShachar two shittas. Rabbeinu Yehuda Omar Shelo Yispalel. What will help that he will daven another Mayriv Motzei Rosh Chodesh? He anyway would not say Yalev Yovel. So if a person forgot Yalev Yovel in Milchei Rosh Chodesh, not to daven two Mayrivs. V'Rav Elfasi Omar. She Yispalel. Zog this time, no, what is the machlekes? Rabbi Yehuda learned when someone didn't say Yalev Yovel, he's not missing the Shmoneh Esrei. He's missing the Yalev Yovel. So say Yalev Yovel. You can't say Yalev Yovel, stop. So you need to say a whole Shmoneh Esrei to stick in a Yalev Yovel. The first Shmoneh Esrei is good. But Mele Motzei, Rosh Chodesh, I can't say Yalev Yovel. Rabbi Fasi holds, it's Meshanim Matbea Shetobu Chachomim. But Mele Sinish can tefillin ish. But then I have to daven again. Aloch lemaise, sofek. So we do an adov and misofek. Where's the nafkamina? If you forgot Yalev Yovel and Mincha Erev Shabbos, you did not daven Ma'ariv Shtayim, because you can't do an adov and Shabbos. As I passed in the Mishnah Berurah. Very poshut. Shmuel Rozovsky has a shayla, the same thing. What happens? Shabbos Yom Tov. You have to daven in Birkas Hamazon, you have to say Ritzevi Yalev Yovel. You daven, you said Ritzevi Birkas Hamazon, you forgot Yalev Yovel. You benched again, you remember Yalev Yovel, you forgot Ritzevi. You benched a third time or not. Safik Rav Shmuel and Zichron Shmuel. Aloch Lemaise, it happens a lot of time. You bench Shabbos Yom Tov. First time you said Ritzevi, you forgot Yalev Yovel. You benched again, you said Yalev Yovel, you didn't say Ritzevi. You benched a third time or not. Same Chkira. If it's Meshalim Matbea, not the first one is a benching, not the second one is a benching, I have to bench a third time. Masha'en can if we'll say the benching is good, I have a benching with Ritzei, I have a benching with Yalev Yovel. Reb Shmuel says, Valet Sosofek. So he says, and because a Muslim you can't Nadova. So he says, if you ate Kedei Sviya, Sofek Dereisa. If you didn't eat Kedei Sviya, if you learn good Mishnah Berurah, it's Mashma, then you have to bench again. Meshaila, why? So I want to say like this. Reb Chaim was mechadish in the stencil. What would it be if a person is nogea tomorrow, it's every year, this kedai, you'll be in shul, you'll be the only ones that know the halacha. Most people tomorrow are holding in a case that they forget the Saint Alamoto, right? Majority of Klal Yisrael forgets the Saint Alamoto. Mincha Erev Shabbos, essentially the guys that jumped to the last minute, it's the first time they changed the clock. Shabbos will be very early, rushing, davening outside somewhere. And they remember they forgot the Saint Alamoto. You daven two Ma'arivs or not? You're laughing. I know that 20 people will ask me this shayla tomorrow. Every year it happens. Especially when it's the day before and they change the clock. People forgot the Saint Alamoto. They don't remember. It's like they forgot, yeah? They don't remember. You have to daven two Ma'arivs or not. The pashtus, it's totally the chkira. If it's felt in the, if it's only missing a askara, So by Shabbos, I will not say Rezen Dalamoto. There's no point to daven again to Maariv. Sorry, I didn't explain myself. The guy's not asking if to daven another Milchah. It's very Shkia. For the first one, he catches the tail, yeah? The first one was ready for 13 minutes after Shkia, yeah? The second one, he can't daven another Milchah. He wants to know if he can daven, he has to daven two Maarivs or not. So if it's felt in that tefillah, he doesn't have a milcha. He davens two ma'aribs. I have to be ma'arib shal Shabbos, ma'ach patli. But if we'll say, but you don't say, we're saying talumoto, it's only felt in the askore. So there's no point to daven. By night he can't say, we're saying talumoto. As I cleared Reb Chaim and Stenzel, I think it's the third, first Reb Chaim and Stenzel, in the beginning of Broches, cleared Reb Chaim. Again, the dover you can't. So during the week, you're diving the dover. Here's not again. Reb Chaim came and said, Lekula alma, you're diving two miles. The Chkir of Tesis is only Legabi Yalavi Yovoi. If when you miss Yalavi Yovoi, it's missing in the davening, or it's only felt in the Askore. But the same Talumoto, said Reb Chaim, that's his chelik for the Matbea. I mean, if a person didn't say the same Talumoto, he doesn't have a davening. We have a rai from the Sfardim and the Bostoners and the Reginers. The Sfardim, the Bostoners, and the Chabatskers and the Reginers, in the summer they say Barech Aleinu and Barchenu, and in the winter they say Barech Aleinu, a whole different nusach. It's the only Yalav Yovo, you don't say a different Ritzei. It's Askoren. Here we see it's blended into the Bracha. Zeb Reb Chaim. Saint Alomotor is chelik from the matbea abroche. It's a different nusach. So the people that follow Reb Chaim, if they will forget the Saint Alomotor tomorrow in Milchah, they will daven tomorrow. Lemaise, even though Reb Chaim said it, we learn aloche, it's mashma shtei mishnas. And we're going to have Rome and Simon Kufches, he's medame dine shochar yalav yovay to the Saint Alomotor. Letila Ledovid is nistapek. The Maisa, the Poiskim say that it's the same. Now that Rabzlianke Fisher is printed in Sefer Yeshurun, that the Kule Alma v'Saint Alamotor is Askor. Shemazam al Arabach la'alochim al-Licha Shleim says, not to daven too much. So you have to know. It's in Shul, the Lomdi Miyad Paskin for Reb Chaim, it's Alamor Hazeh. Yeah, I'm sure Reb Chaim is not daven. But if you know Alochim, Shtikos in Ishtas. So again, misofek, it's again kedai very much to remember to say Saint Alamoto, because if not, you'll be mamish lost. It's a big shadow what to do. It's a shadow of mice. The Har Tzvi has the same shaila as Reb Shmuel Rozovsky and Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Chodesh Kislev will be in another 23 days. Before 90 days, right? A guy said the Saint Alamoto, forgot Yalav Yovei. Davens again. Said Yalav Yovei, forgot the Saint Alamoto. He davens a third time or not? What is that? He davens Shachris, he said Yalav Yovei, didn't say the Saint Alamoto. Oh, Saint Alamoto, he davens again. Saint Alamoto, he forgot Yalav Yovei. He davens a third time or he doesn't daven a third time? Again, Lefi Reb Chaim, for sure yes. Because he doesn't have a tefillah. But if we learn the Zaz Kore, so really he's covered. So I want to explain. Shmuzam Rebbe Selekes. Lo imi boye lefi Reb Chaim. But you didn't say the Saint Alamoto, it's kilu you didn't daven. So when you get the Shmak Yuleinu and you didn't say the Saint Alamoto, it's raised till Baruch Olayim. So now you're starting from scratch. So, lefi Reb Chaim, it's very posh the psak of Shmuel Zalman. When you got the Shema Kulele and you didn't say it, kilu you missed it in the middle broches, so kilu you lose that part of the broche, and you have to start again. But if we don't say like Reb Chaim, it's only askore. So lechura, what is the shad? Shmuel Zalman tells us, say it in Shema Kulele. Manushach, if I could say it in Shema Kulele, I'll go straight to Shema Kulele. So Shmuel Zalman, if you finish davening, and you daven again, you're right, you could say the first tefillah was a good tefillah, now it's the second tefillah. But when you go back to Baruch Aleinu, you cannot have in Shmoneh Esrei two Baruch Aleinu. So the second Baruch Aleinu races out the first Baruch Aleinu. So now it's ki'ilu you davening the first time. B'meile, you have to mamshich b'shmak eleinu. The same thing in benching. There's no musik to bench twice. So if the second benching works, the first benching is raised up. So b'meile, if you didn't say retzei, and you say alevi yavoi, and the second time you forgot, alevi yavoi retzei, you could bench a third time. So legabi benching, most poskim hold that you could bench a third time. You know, it's hard to machia b'mokim stuff like brachas, what to do lemaise. I was in Misafik is to eat again, to wash again, and to eat again. It's the best day. If you happen to hear that you said Yalav Yovel, let's say, or to ask someone to be moitzi. Salah aloche. Legabi b'seit alamot, if you forgot, you went back to Baruch Aleinu, Shem Zalman says, you mamshich to the Shemak Aleinu, and you say it there. Legabi Erev Shabbos, Reb Chaim said, you have to dive into Mayrims tomorrow, if you forget. Be careful again. If someone says it 90 times, the Lomim say it's nogiyah to the same shaila. If a bocher forgot the same talumoto, if he has to daven b'tzibur again or not. Lefi Reb Chaim, yes, he never daven ma'ariv. But lefi the poiskim, it's like a skore. It's better to daven ma'ariv. Everybody. The same time, the motor has to be with Tzibur.
Same thing, Rosh Chodesh.
We'll stop.